Srila Sukadev Goswami, crest jewel of all renunciates, is especially empowered to speak this Bhagavad Purana because he has the enthusiasm as well as the capacity to always seek the essence, Sara Grahi. To the degree we have this propensity, we are really Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada gives example that crows are very eager to taste sewage and other forms of abominable refuse. But the swan is only interesting in tasting the nectar from the inner world of a lotus flower, Virajahamsa. So a great personality is a Paramahamsa. What that means really is someone who is always seeking the essence, who is not concerned with everything else. A dosa darshi. A Vaishnava sees the good qualities in others and does not take any pleasure in hearing of people's faults. Only if it's necessary to save one from being exploited by those same types of propensities, a devotee is not interested in speaking about such things. People in this world are addicted to gossip, prajalpa. So many magazines, so many parts of newspapers, talking about people's scandals, people's fall downs, or just people's mundane activities. Prajalpa. Devotee does not care for these things. And people like Raghunath Bhatta Goswami or Haridas Pandit, priest of the Govinda temple, his guru Anantacharya, even if there was a fault in another devotee, they would not listen. If you speak about the fault of that devotee, they go away because they know hearing it will simply pollute them. The fact that they're serving Krishna is good enough for me. That is Vaishnava. And the crest jewel of persons of this nature is Shukadev Goswami. That is why he is speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. What is Srimad Bhagavatam? Nigama kalpataro kalikam balam sukamukadam ritatravi samhitam. The Vedas are like desire tree. Whatever desire you have, the Vedas will teach you how to fulfill that. Even if you're a demon, like Ravana, Hiranyakashipu. They were scholars of the Vedas. But they selected the particular parts that suited their desires. And it worked. But unfortunately, they didn't take serious the other part, which warned them that you will be ruined by doing this. You'll get it, but you'll be ruined. Vedas deal with elevating everyone, whether in the mode of goodness or passion or ignorance. There are religious procedures by which you can be elevated. Artha kama dhamma moksha. If you want wealth, economic prosperity, if you want sense gratification of a nature beyond your comprehension, if you want piety or even liberation, the Vedas teach you. When Maharaj Parikshit had 7 days to live, he didn't want to waste his time with any of that. He wanted the essence. Fast. No adulteration. And because he was so sincere, all the great sages from all directions came to the bank of the Ganges to be there with him. Who was the most qualified to give him in such a short period of time the essence of everything? It was Shukadev Goswami. Because Shukadev Goswami had no false ego, He had no propensity or inclination to find faults in others. His heart was pure. He was everyone's well-wisher. He wanted nothing for himself. He simply wanted to praise Krishna for the welfare of the world. That's all. Now, to recite Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami is the standard. It's not an easy standard to follow. There are many reciters of Srimad Bhagavatam. Some get paid. Some get donations for doing it, to maintain their families and everything else. Now, according to the person's particular aspiration, are they just doing it for maintenance? Are they doing it for out of greed? It may differentiate. But the standard is Shukadeva Goswami. He spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. What did he want for himself? He never wore a single stitch of clothes. He never had a house. Never had a family. Nothing. He was living naked in the jungles. Interesting. Because from an economic social point of view, he was just like an animal. Animals live like that. They don't have a home. They just sleep under trees or on the ground. They don't wear clothes. But they usually do have all sorts of sex life. Sukadeva Goswami, those thoughts could never even come into his heart. He was so pure, he didn't even differentiate what is a male or female. And animals, in the winter, they have fur and feathers to keep their bodies warm. Sukadeva Goswami didn't even have that. He was living a simpler life than any animal. And some foolish people, they considered him like an animal because he was living like that. They would get in crowds and harass him, say bad things against him, ridicule him, even sometimes throw things on him. He didn't defend himself. He didn't bother with them. As far as he was concerned, he was so much enraptured in the thoughts of Krishna and chanting Krishna's names and remembering Krishna. Sri Radha, the Gopas, the Gopis, and all the great Vaishnavas. He was above all these things. These things only hurt when you're on the level of the thing. It's like frequencies. If you're tuned to a higher frequencies, the lower frequencies are all around you, but it doesn't really matter to you. Just like if you tune in to a television station where Gauranga Prabhu is giving a Bhagavad Gita class, the Atma serial. Then there may be 100 other stations with other romance, and there's news about the gossip and about the tragedies in the world, and so many stations. Are there game shows where people are winning and losing so many crores of rupees? Now, if you change the station, you're going to be influenced by all that stuff. But if you're tuned in to the Bhagavad Gita class, you're absolutely not affected by those things. So similarly, yes, this material world, it is a place, dukalayama shashvatam. It's a place of so many sufferings. And Shukadeva Goswami was the target of so many foolish people's ridicule. He was the highest person, Narottam. But people considered him to be like an animal. Uncivilized. And they jeered him, ridiculed him, perhaps persecuted him. But he wasn't affected because he wasn't tuned on to that material plane. He was tuned into Krishna, his consciousness. Sukadeva Goswami, he learned from his father Vyasadeva, the Vedas. He took all the Vedic literature. The four Vedas, the 108 Upanishads, and those beyond that. 18 Puranas, and there are so many other Puranas as well. Those are just the principal ones. And all the histories and itihastas, and all the Dharma Shastras, the Jyotirveda, the Dhanurveda, the Ayurveda, the Vasuveda. So many literatures, vast. And he knew the Vedas not only of the earth planet, but of the heavenly planets and beyond. And he took the essence, the very, very essence. The most important enlightening stories which illuminate the highest perfection, and that is Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, it is the Paramahamsa Samhita. It is the scripture for those who are really only interested exclusively in the essence. That is Paramahamsa.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.